All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, I know that the Pittsburgh Steelers fell short of making the Super Bowl this season, but this is a team that still has plenty to be very positive about. Each of the last three seasons have seen the Steelers make the postseason, and in each year, Pittsburgh has advanced one round. Pittsburgh just completed their 10th season under head coach Mike Tomlin, and this guy has done a very solid job. As in 10 years with the Steelers, he has a regular season record of 103 to just 57 losses, while he has gone 8-6 in the postseason, including one Super Bowl championship. And under Tomlin, the Steelers have never had a losing record. Now, this was the first time around that Pittsburgh was able to get to the postseason the past few years with all three of their key players on offense available, and I'm talking about quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, running back Le'Veon Bell, and wide receiver Antonio Brown. Now, Le'Veon Bell was a non-factor in the AFC Championship game loss to the New England Patriots, and a lot of that was due to the fact that he suffered a groin injury, and once Bell went out, it allowed the Patriots defensively to put more coverage on wide receiver Antonio Brown, and it really shut down what Pittsburgh was able to do on the road in Foxborough. Now, like I said, the future is still bright for this team. First and foremost, they need to re-sign running back Le'Veon Bell, as he is set to become a free agent, and I think both parties will agree on something. I really doubt that Le'Veon Bell leaves Pittsburgh in the offseason. Also, you're hearing stories about Ben Roethlisberger just basically wanting to evaluate everything. Big Ben is in his mid-30s right now, and he's been a Steelers starting quarterback since 2004. And on top of that, he has taken his fair share of bumps and bruises along the way. I mean, we've seen Big Ben go be out with foot injuries, knee injuries. He had a broken nose before. He's had concussions before because Big Ben likes to stay in that pocket and take those hits. So it's a situation, you know what? After a while, those hits really, you know, begin to catch up to guys. And once you get into your late or mid-30s, it's a situation you start to evaluate other parts of your life. And I think Ben is going to take some time this offseason and just really see what he needs to do in order to come back into for the 2017 NFL season. But I highly doubt that Ben Roethlisberger is ready to hang it up. I mean, you watched him play this season, and he still has plenty more to contribute on the field should he so desire. But, I mean, on the defensive side of the ball, I think Pittsburgh still lacks some playmakers. They have some young edge rushers in Bud Dupree and Jarvis Jones, who was a first-round pick a few years ago, and he has really not panned out. And the Steelers need that edge rusher that is going to put fear in opposing offenses, and right now they simply don't have it. They also need an enforcer in the secondary, and of course, that guy for so long was Troy Polamalu, and the Steelers have yet to replace him in strong safety, and that is something that they are going to need to address in the NFL draft, because they darn sure are not going to do it in free agency, because the Steelers are not the type of organization that goes out there and likes to spend a lot of money in free agency. But most importantly, what Pittsburgh needs to do heading into the 2017 NFL season, I think they need to take a page from the team that just defeated them in the AFC Championship game with the New England Patriots. And I think what Pittsburgh needs to try to do more regularly in the regular season is go out there and take care of their business. We've seen it time and time again where the Steelers simply give a few games away in the regular season, and it ultimately costs them in the postseason as far as not having a first-round bye, not winning their division. And it caught up to them this time around. Pittsburgh got off to the hot start. They were 4-1. Then we saw them go down to Miami in week 6, and they really mailed it in. Granted, nobody expected the Dolphins to turn it around like they did, but still, Pittsburgh went down there and mailed it in. That was the first of four games in which the Steelers lost before they won their last 7 contests to win the AFC North. But I think Pittsburgh needs to go out there and really try to take care of their business in the regular season in order to get a first round bye at least in the postseason because it makes a world of difference. You look at a Pittsburgh team, they won it home in the wild card round this season against Miami. They had to go on the road for the divisional round against the Kansas City Chiefs. And of course, due to a weather issue, as opposed to that game starting at 1 o'clock, it started at 8:30 on Sunday night. So New England had a bigger advantage heading into the AFC Championship game. But Pittsburgh needs to find a way to go out there and take care of their business. I think this team is set up to succeed. I think Antonio Brown still needs to mature some. We saw that with the Facebook video that he went live with after the Steelers win over the Chiefs. But all the elements are there for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They just have to stay healthy. I mean, it's always a war of attrition in the NFL every single season, but I don't think there's a Steelers fan out there that should be upset with this team, as they are right on the cusp. It's just the fact that they just simply lost to arguably the best team in the NFL right now in the New England Patriots. But if you are the Pittsburgh Steelers, you are very, and I mean very close, to claiming that 7th Vince Lombardi Trophy. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.